It may not be cruel and unusual punishment. In fact, it may be a reward. But a defendant is contesting a sentence he received in federal district court in Manhattan in December, no television for 10 months. Judge Alvin Kellerstein awarded Edward Bellow of rural Orange County, New York, not to watch TV for 10 months as punishment for his conviction in a series of crimes, credit card fraud, possessing a gambling device, and disorderly conduct. The judge says he wants the defendant to use the time to think about his crimes. His lawyers say this violates Mr. Bellow's First Amendment rights to watch TV. We turn to Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University. Mr. Turley, where do you come down on this case?
Well, you know, the problem here is that there's been two different bases stated. One is the First Amendment. One is cruel and unusual punishment. On the latter, it's rather hard to view it as cruel, though it may be unusual. And my understanding is that they're primarily going to move on the First Amendment, which would be the better ground. The First Amendment is a very fluid concept. In this case, they're suggesting that he'll be cut off largely from debates and worthy exchanges. The problem with that claim is that he's not being cut off from any and all news, and moreover, he's not being cut off from the Internet. So
hey, he could listen to the radio. How about that?
And even the radio, that's absolutely right. And so I expect that this is not going to be the type of claim that will be viewed with favor on appeal. The problem for the court is that this is obviously a very novel type of punishment. But the problem for the defendant is that he has a choice. He can watch as much TV as he wants as long as he goes to jail to do it.
Well, there is that, you know, and I suppose that but his wife says that he does not like to look at sports or soap operas, just the Discovery Channel and the news programs.
Yes. Well, you know,
Rose, too, I think.
Yeah, one can only imagine where this poor man would be if he had simply spent time listening to NPR. He could have avoided a life of crime.
This defendant, Edward Bellow, has 7 televisions in his house, 1 in his bedroom. Everybody in the family has a TV. The teenage daughters each have their own. Is the judge saying that there is something about television that is distracting, that is connected to his crime?
Well, I expect that what the judge is doing is he wants this sentence to concentrate the mind of this individual, which is rather difficult when you're watching television. What is sort of interesting is that he amended his order to allow this man's teenage daughters to watch TV and his wife. So a lot of this depends upon the honesty of the defendant. He is just simply told that he is not to go into those rooms when his daughters and his wife are watching television. What's also interesting is that his wife has stated that this would be a tremendous deprivation because she speaks to the television during the day.
Well, well, I would say that Judge Kellerstein has won the hearts of parents around the country, if not the mind of the defendant, Edward Bellow.
Oh, we are all rooting for him, and if he succeeds, I'll be bringing my 3 sons to Manhattan federal courts, because certainly I've had no luck short of a court order.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Jonathan Turley is a professor at George Washington University.